The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We are never at a loss for things going on in the sports world. Whether it's playoff basketball, playoff hockey, Major League Baseball, you name it, we've got you covered in every way, shape, and form. Donald Sterling making some ridiculous comments. I'm really actually pretty happy about this when I think about it, because we got Fred Wallen from Los Angeles going to be on with us in a moment to talk about that and a bunch of other things that are going on, but he's a little closer to it. So I'm interested to hear what Fred has to say about the Sterling comments. This is a real opportunity for Adam Silver to make his mark early in the NBA with how he handles the situation. Great things going on the basketball floor. So, you know, whether it was the big shot by Vince Carter last night, the shot by Daniels the other day from the Houston Rockets, there's a ton of things going on. So we're going to be back on the other side. There's a lot of things to talk about in the world of sports. So keep it close. I am Andy Dorf. I got Fred Wallen joining me in just a moment. Thoughts and opinions welcomed and encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot us an email at sportsfred@aol.com. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. And in case you missed it in the opening, obviously a lot of things going on in the NBA with some great playoff games. NHL hockey, great playoff games as well. Really couldn't ask for anything more as a sports fan, to be honest with you. But the one thing we could ask for more is people to have common courtesy, people to know right from wrong, people to not speak about certain things because eventually they're going to get back to you and they're going to catch up to you. And obviously I'm talking about Donald Sterling and the comments that he made. Just no place for that in this world, no place for it in sports, and I have a feeling Adam Silver is going to lay down the smack pretty hard on this guy, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's no longer an owner in the NBA. Let me welcome in my main man, Fred Wallen from Los Angeles, California, who is a little closer to the scene, maybe able to give us a little bit better inside perspective on what's going on there, but Fred, I know you're not a big fan of Donald Sterling and the L.A. Clippers in the first place, but is this the final straw for this guy or what?
Well, I don't know the legalities of basically getting rid of him as an owner. I think you can suspend him. I'm not sure you can drop him as an owner. Under antitrust laws, I think in baseball, I think you got a better opportunity to do that than other sports because the laws are different in baseball versus the other professional sports. So I am not actually sure, I'm not an attorney, what he can do as far as getting rid of him as an owner, but he certainly could fine him and suspend him. I don't think there's any question about that. But again, Donald Sterling historically has made comments like this before. Donald Sterling has been involved in real estate his entire adult life. Donald Sterling was caught saying that he didn't like renting to black or Mexican people because of certain feelings, and he settled that, and he settled without admitting guilt, but he settled spending a lot of money. I think it was $5 or $10-15 million, whatever it was. And then of course Elgin Baylor, the general manager for many years for the Clippers, former, in my mind, one of the great players of all time for the Lakers, sued him for basically the same thing about 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know. I'm not sure how that was settled. But the point is, this is not a first time for Donald Sterling. It wouldn't be the last time. He's 83 years of age. And the other side of it is, of course, it tells you something and tells me something about this world. You can never say anything without presuming that somebody's taping it. It's the most remarkable situation. No, I mean, seriously, it's like you're talking to somebody and you think it's just one-on-one and you find out that 20 million people heard, or I don't know how many people, you know what I'm trying to say.
No, absolutely.
I don't know what the future holds, but you can never say anything to anybody without presuming. Well, I guess that I'll tell you, you better not say anything. You know, if you got some feelings about certain things, you better keep them to yourself, because if you say them, they're going to get out there. But I don't know the legality of what Adam Silver actually can do to Sterling, because again, with antitrust laws different for, if you remember what happened with Al Davis, if that were baseball, he wouldn't have won. He would have lost that suit.
And I think the bigger picture though, Fred, is players, coaches, people that, you know, that are in this organization right now that may want out, and then the future of being able to bring players there. Do you know what I'm saying? So to me, it's that there's more to it than, well, you know, we can or can't do this. You got to think about the NBA as a whole, and let's face it, nobody's really wanted to go to play for the Clippers for a long, long time. All of a sudden, there are guys that do want to go play because of the Blake Griffins, the Chris Pauls that are there. Well, you know what? All that can change in the blink of an eye. And this is the type of thing that can make a change in the blink of an eye, Fred.
True. How many times have I said, some way, somehow, he'll screw it? And I didn't know it was going to be this way. I thought it would be something on an individual player basis or some kind of trade that he would make that would screw this team up. But you knew that he would screw something up because it's Donald Sterling. However, this proves again that, see, you don't have to be a genius to get rich. Well, you know, he got rich in real estate, but he bought the team 30 years ago for $12 million. It's now worth $500 million. So he's going to make $500 million when he sells this team. So it proves again, you don't have to be a good guy to get rich. You don't have to be a smart guy to get rich. You can be a dummy to get rich. And you know, people in this country seem to think that, hey, you know, the people that are on food stamps are stupid, and the people that are rich are because they're smart. Sometimes it's just destiny. Sometimes it's just luck. And Donald Sterling is hardly the brightest light bulb out there. Let's put it that way. I've met him. He's not the smartest guy on earth. And I got to tell you something else. I mean, you know, Donald Sterling's Jewish, and Donald Sterling and the Jewish people have been discriminated against their entire existence. It's even worse for Donald Sterling than for somebody else to make a crack like that, because it's like you just can't do it. I remember when I was a little kid, Andy, I was about 7 or 8, and I heard somebody make a crack about a black person, and my mother said, hey, I don't know how she said it exactly, but it's a long time ago, but she said, you know, that same person is going to make a crack about Catholics and make a crack about Jews too. So it's like, he's a lowlife. I mean, you know, he's beyond, he's lower than a lowlife. And it's even worse because, again, he's been discriminated against in his life, or his people have been discriminated against. And it's just worse. It's horrible. It's horrendous. And I wouldn't play for this team. And I was sort of hoping, you know, and you read after the fact that they were actually thinking about boycotting the game today. I wish they had. That would have ended Donald Sterling's career for sure.
Absolutely.
I wish they had done that, honest to God. I mean, that's how strongly I feel.
You can't do that, though. You can't do that. I mean, look, I understand. Well, because you just can't do that. There's millions and millions of people that are obviously trying to watch the game, that are fans of the game. You can't do that. So I understand the thought process of people saying, oh, we don't want to play for this guy. We may want to boycott. Well, at the end of the day, that's you can't do that either. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. I'm sorry. But look, they will get this thing situated. What's going to happen to Donald Sterling is going to happen to him. They do need to go out and continue to play those games. They got to go, like you said, play for Doc Rivers. Play for yourself. Don't play for this owner. Collect the check that the guy's given you, and that's it. I mean, the bottom line is you don't have to like everybody, okay? It does make it easier if you do like everybody in your working situation, but ultimately, at the end of the day, you know what, the best way that they can say you know what to him is to by going out there, playing their butts off, getting a victory when a lot of people probably think, hey, they're really up against it today. They got all kinds of off-court problems. Go out there and handle the task at hand. Shut all the critics up. Shut everybody else up. And go out there and play for Doc Rivers and yourself. Don't think about Donald Sterling and his stupid comments that he made. And go out there and be a professional. I mean, you know what? Since he's not being a professional, you need to go out there and be a professional.
Would you wager on the Clippers today?
You know what? I think adversity has a really weird way of going about. And in all honesty, I think this makes the Clippers that much more hungry today, Fred, to be honest with you.
Really?
And I think I think they go out there and they play a great game. I really do. I think Doc Rivers takes those guys before the game and says, listen, play for yourselves. Play for me. Forget about Donald Sterling. All that stuff takes care of itself. Let's go out there and let's handle what we can handle, which is the way that we go out and play a basketball game.
Well, I will tell you this. The NBA playoffs this year have been as exciting as they
Very
have been
exciting.
In many, many years. Road teams winning, home teams coming back in games that they have to win. Road
yep.
teams coming back in games they have to win. The Oklahoma City-Memphis game last night. In fact, every single one of those games have been just tremendous, unbelievable, and fantastic. And if you're a Memphis fan, you thought you'd lost, and you thought you'd won, and then you ended up losing. I mean, it just... It's certainly been exciting, and it took somebody like Donald Sterling to take our minds off of that and on him, which again indicates that he's an idiot, and nothing has ever changed. And again, we'll see what happens as far as the Clippers are concerned, but I hope that they fine him like $10 million or as much as the legal route will let him fine him, and I hope they suspend him for as long as they can.
Hey, I'm not a rocket scientist by any means, but... I believe his girlfriend is both Hispanic and Afro-American, and I just don't understand what's going on with this guy, to be honest with you, because it makes no sense. He's dating somebody that's both Hispanic and African-American, so his comments are just completely ridiculous, to be honest with you. Anyways, Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix, you can be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. We'll be back on the other side, hooking up with Jeff Rich to talk about the world of sports. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. The spot in which Donald Sterling makes yet another ridiculous comment. This time I think he's going to have to pay for it, though. I really think this one's going to hurt. I think it may hurt. I mean, like Fred said, I don't know if you can really hurt a millionaire by taking millions of dollars from him. But maybe by suspending him and making him realize that there's just certain things you can and can't say. And putting this guy maybe out for a year will make a big, big impact on the way that he goes about things in the future, hopefully. Anyways, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorfon Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. I think we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich. I don't know if we've got him yet or not. So,
yeah,
we do have him. Okay. Jeff, welcome back. First of all, Jeff, tell people how they can check you out and some of the things that you got going on.
Well, we announced it this weekend. We just relaunched the website, cfbroundtable.com. We're going to get opinions from all over the country on college football. And you can follow me on Twitter at jrichradio.
Sounds good. Very good. Jeff Rich, who joins us each and every week here on the program. And we just kind of go around the world of sports with Jeff because he's kind of an all-around guy, but obviously does have a passion for college football. And I kind of want to go – we'll see what we got time for, but I want to talk a little bit about the games today that are going on in the NBA. We got four of them, first of which will be the Bulls in Washington. And I think what's interesting about this is obviously the Bulls responded the other day getting the victory, and Washington responded as well. And by that I mean Nene Hilario – I don't know what that guy was thinking. You know, a lot like Donald Sterling, not thinking with the words that he chose. Well, Nene Hilario let his emotions get the best of him out on that basketball floor the other day. Pretty much had Jimmy Butler in a strangle-like hold, something that you would see kind of in MMA, if you ask me. Obviously paying the price today, not able to play in the game. Me personally, I think it's huge. I think this is a big, big plus for the Chicago Bulls, something that they should be able to take advantage of. Nene Hilario has been killing them down low, gives them a real post presence for Washington, not only with Gortat, but to have him down there as well. With him out of the game, they got to find a way to come up with maybe 19 points somehow. I personally think this is enough for the Bulls to get a victory and tie this thing up 2-2 on the road. Fred, let's start with you. How does Nene Hilario not being in the lineup affect Washington? How do they respond? And how does Chicago go about attacking Washington because they do not have Nene Hilario on that floor?
Well, I wouldn't wager one way or the other on the game, but I agree with what you basically said. I mean, Washington's quickness in the backcourt was an advantage, but they also had that inside play. The Bulls are very tough on the inside, and it's just going to make them tougher when Nene's not playing. I mean, there's little question about that. The rebounds are going to go toward a little bit more toward Chicago. I don't think there's any question about that either. So, again, it's been a crazy playoff season, not just this series, but all the series. So anything is possible, and that's why I would pass on the game. But I think your point well taken, and a guy has to see. That's what we're talking about, though. It's an ego thing, and they think of themselves, and they don't think of the team. I mean,
all the guy did was make a basket. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe they were talking back and forth, but if they are, you just have to let that go. You certainly can't put your you can't put your hands on somebody as he did and choke them, whatever. Anyways, the point is, he's thinking of himself and not the team. I think the team could take. Get bludgeoned today. But on the other side, who knows? I mean, again, Chicago's not going to score a lot of points. And so if it's close, who knows? The outside shooting of Washington at the end could win it here. Neither team's going to win the NBA championship. I'm going to stick with what I said from point A. It'll be the third consecutive ring for LeBron. And but it's an exciting series, and I'll certainly watch it, but I certainly wouldn't wager one way or the other.
Jeff, Chicago able to take advantage of No Nene Hilario, or do the Wizards figure out a way to respond through a little bit of adversity?
Yeah, this series is fun because I've said that no playoff series starts until somebody wins in the other person's gym. But, you know, this series is really going to start when somebody can win a darn home game. I think that being without Nene in this pivotal game four, it's going to give Chicago a chance to get back in this series. It doesn't just affect their post play, but the way that they run the pick and roll. I mean, you know, no slight on Marcin Gortat, but you know, Nene is definitely a presence that you don't want to play without. I think that Joakim Noah is going to be able to take advantage. I think Chicago is going to pull it out. I don't have an opinion on how this series is going to wrap up one way or the other, but I think that Washington put Chicago in a precarious position if they go 3-1 with this with the series headed back to Chicago, where the road teams won every game.
Yeah, pretty interesting. So something's got to give sooner or later, but I think the Bulls get it done. I think that they're very well coached, and I think they'll seize the opportunity today. So I personally like the Bulls. Clippers and Golden State, we all know about the off-court problems with Donald Sterling. How do the Clippers respond? Do they go out and play for Doc Rivers and themselves, or do they kind of shoot themselves in the foot and pack it all in? Does Golden State respond after, you know, dropping a home game the other day? So, Jeff, we'll start with you on this one. Who do you like here, Clippers or Golden State?
Well, I like Golden State, but I don't like them here. I don't like them in this series at all. I think that, L.A. is a real contender to play with some fire. I mean, you know, you guys brought it up in the open that, teams, players react to adversity in different ways. And I think what the NBA needs to do is take Donald Sterling out of the arena for these games. And just to slight him, just to spite him, I'd like to see LA go all the way and, have Donald Sterling absent on the championship stand. But, you know, I mean, that's a bridge we'll cross when we come to it in a couple of weeks. But, I don't think that the off court stuff, you're going to really see it too much. I think this team plays for Doc Rivers. They've always played for Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
And that should be the same. The fact that Golden State doesn't get anything out of Harrison Barnes these days is really a crying shame. And, I think that him being somewhat of a bust at this point, really hurts the way that, Curry and David Lee are able to play around him.
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, Golden State hasn't played that well other than game one. You know, they got out and played well there. But after that, the Clippers have kind of controlled this series. Fred, real quickly, what do you think so we can get through the other couple that are going on?
Well, the Warriors perhaps fighting for Mark Jackson's job, too. So, again, it's a game I'll watch. It's a game I won't wager on. And let's move on to the other games.
I think one of the more entertaining series, Houston and Portland, obviously been a lot of points scored in it, been very close ball games. Portland has a chance to go up 3-0. They couldn't get it done. Now they got a chance to go up 3-1. Houston got it from a guy that they wouldn't have expected in Daniels. So is this another day where we're going to be surprised and Houston shocks us, or does Portland get a victory at home? Fred, go ahead, start.
I'll take the Rockets in this one. I just think Dwight Howard has too much to prove losing in the first round last couple of years. I just think that Dwight Howard, as good as Aldridge is playing, and he's been playing out of this world, and Lillard,
yeah,
of course, one of the best guards in the league, I'll just lean a little bit toward the Houston Rockets.
Jeff, your thoughts, Portland or Houston today?
I'm going the other way. I'm going with Portland. I think that Houston was lucky to steal game three, and I think that Portland's going to definitely hold serve at home. And I like Aldridge. I like Aldridge because he can win the game in the last 5 minutes as opposed to Dwight Howard. And I think that's going to play a big part in this game, but also in the rest of the series.
Agree with that 100%. Dwight Howard's a liability, whereas you want to get the ball to LaMarcus Aldridge. Agree with that 100%. Brooklyn and Toronto. Brooklyn's up 2-1, looking to take a commanding lead, going up 3-1 today against Toronto. Real quickly, in about 15, 20 seconds for both of you guys. Jeff, who do you like in this one?
Brooklyn. I think Brooklyn wins the rest of these games in this series before they go into that buzzsaw that is Miami.
Fred, your thoughts, Toronto gets it done on the road today, or Brooklyn takes care of it at home?
Brooklyn has the experience, so I agree with Jeff.
Yeah, well, good stuff as always. And you know, just remarkable shot making. I think that that's been the impressive thing thus far with the NBA playoffs. Whereas, you know, a lot of time, I mean, Memphis and Oklahoma City didn't score a lot of points yesterday, but at the end of the day, it came down to shot making, and that's what I always look forward to seeing, is great shot making, like Vince Carter did against the Spurs yesterday. Just been very, very good stuff so far in the NBA playoffs. Jeff, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
All right. Sounds great, guys.
Jeff Rich joining us, as he always does each and every week. On the other side, Fred and I are going to continue talking about the world of sports. Maybe get into some NHL hockey, too, because we haven't done that. Maybe even a little Major League Baseball, where my Milwaukee Brewers are still playing great baseball, even though my man Ryan Braun is hurting people as he's getting warmed up and loosened up. Freak injury there, but a lot of things going on in the sports world. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot for an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Lots of NBA action today, starting in about 20 minutes or so. The Bulls at Washington. A little bit after that, you'll have the Los Angeles Clippers playing the Golden State Warriors. Then after that, Toronto at Brooklyn, and then the nightcap, Houston and Portland, and what I think has been, if not that one, maybe Memphis and Oklahoma City or Dallas and San Antonio. I mean, those have been just remarkable series, Fred. I honestly, just nail biters the whole way. You can't really, honestly, I can't ask for any more, to be honest with you, Fred.
No, again, the first couple of games, the road team won 9 out of 16 games, and that never happens in the first two games of 4 out of 7. So it's been unbelievable, 17 consecutive points for Oklahoma City in Game 3. Then on Saturday, they're winning by 12, and then Memphis takes the lead, and you figure yeah. Memphis has got to win. In fact, Memphis got a five-point lead with like 40 seconds to go, and they managed to blow that in overtime. And no, I mean, it's been exciting basketball, and it's too bad that the Donald Sterling thing has sort of overridden this. I want to throw something out, Annie, that we've talked about this before, but it's, I think, for people across America and everywhere, the Dodgers are still blacked out here in Southern California. And the reason I bring this up is that I don't know how closely you look at your cable bill or your satellite bill, but I look very seldom that closely at it. I just give them the $200 and just upset that's so darn expensive and go from there. But I just happened to notice but I noticed my DirecTV bill this month,
right?
And this is why this whole thing is really interesting. And again, folks, it's happening in LA, but it's happened in Houston, it's happened in New York, and it can happen anywhere where one cable or satellite system makes a deal with a professional team and they control things and no other cable system or satellite system joins. So right now in LA, 72% of the folks in Los Angeles basically are blacked out of the Dodger games. But here's the point I'm trying to make. They said 2 years ago that Time Warner Cable was charging $2 to the cable and satellite systems to pick up the Lakers.
Okay? Right.
$2, right? So I look at my bill, and DirecTV charged me $3.62. So maybe $2 wasn't exact because they said $2. Maybe they meant $2.62. So what I'm saying to you is that, okay, so Time Warner charges DirecTV and the other cable systems $2.62, let's say, for the Lakers. And then they charge you $3.62. Okay, there's a million Los Angeles DirecTV subscribers.
Sure.
That's $1 million a month times 12 months in a year. That means that they've just taken $12 million and put it in their bank in something that you never noticed. And that's that. I mean, you know, it's like you want to scream. You really do. Dish Network has never made a deal with Time Warner Cable for the Lakers. Some of the cable systems have. So let's say again that they paid $2.62, although everybody said it was $2. So
right.
I'm even giving them the benefit of the 62 cents.
Sure.
So all the systems are out here for one basic reason. It's not to give you the best programming. It's for them to make the most money. Now, those things should go hand in hand, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And I like DirecTV even with the price because as a sports fan, you get more sports on DirecTV than you'll get on any of the cable or satellite
right.
systems.
Right.
Even without the Lakers, I mean, even without the Dodgers and even without the Pac-12 network, I'm still going to stick with DirecTV. But I'm just making the case that they make $12 million a year, and I'm sure all the cable systems are doing the same thing. And you don't even know where the money's going. It's like it's just another way for the cable
itself.
Well, you do if you look that closely. But you know what I'm trying to say. It's like it's another way of just making extra dough that you're really not even thinking about. And where does it end? I don't know. All I can tell you is this, that when I first got cable in 1980, it was $8 a month. I'm now averaging $200 with DirecTV.
Amazing.
Now, and I don't have the NBA package. I don't have the NHL package. I don't have the college football package. I don't have the college basketball package. I do have Major League Baseball package and Sunday Ticket. So, and we never buy a pay-per-view. And our average price is $200 a month. And that's, you know, and that's very expensive for people like us. But beyond that, it's everybody. I think the average person now
sure.
is spending almost $140 a month on cable or satellite.
Absolutely.
So, Andy, where does it end? Tell me.
I don't know. I mean, I think you're learning of what you, or what I'm learning from what you told me is there's a lot of people out there getting rich because a lot of people don't pay attention to what's going on. Like you said, $12 million a year, just off of $2 from their subscribers. I mean, it's pretty impressive when you really think about it. These dummies are pretty smart. After everything's said and done, I'm thinking about it, and all these dummies are actually geniuses. So I give them credit for something. But getting back to sports a little bit here, and I understand. I feel your pain. I get it. I know you're a big Dodger fan, and
let me just interrupt you one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a sports fan. You're a sports fan. But believe it or not, 70 to 80% of the people are not. And they get and so the topper of all this is I'm just not getting charged as a sports fan. The 70% that don't like sports are also getting charged. Think about that for a moment now. They're making $12 million, and $9 million of that is from people who don't like sports.
Yeah.
I mean, so my point is we should have the right a la carte to choose the channels we want, the channels we don't want. That changed a long time ago where they can sell like 30 channels for this amount of money and 20 channels for this amount of money, and you have to take all the channels. Of the 500 channels or 200 channels, whatever DirecTV has, I probably watch 50. I'm paying for the other 150. And you are too. You have Cox Cable, I think, in Arizona. You're paying for channels that you never watch, I guarantee it. Where does that end?
Well, you know, it's like you said, they have these packages and you pick one, and I'm right there with you paying that $200. And unlike you, every month I am looking at my bill going, what in the heck is that charge? Why? I mean, I do look at it, and there's a lot of ridiculous charges on there. But speaking of charges, my Milwaukee Brewers have really gotten out of the gates in a much different way than they have in recent years, Fred. They're winning, okay? And that's something we don't usually do until the second half of the season. I got to say, I'm very impressed with the way that they're doing it. I mean, you know, whether it's a big hit from Ryan Braun late in the game or pretty solid pitching, you name it, they've really got it covered right now. They're playing great baseball. So my question to you is a couple of things. Can they keep it up, first of all? What's your biggest surprise in Major League Baseball? And what's your biggest disappointment so far in Major League Baseball?
I think probably the Brewers would be the biggest surprise from a positive point of view. I think nobody expected them to get off the start. Now, again, on Saturday, if you missed it, there's a situation where Braun is swinging the bat in the dugout, standing on the top of the dugout, and he hits Segura in the eye. And, of course, Segura couldn't play, and now he's cut. He's going to miss a couple games, I think. And then later in the game, they took Braun out, I think, for pulling something. So, obviously, you need those two guys in the lineup, but they have been the biggest surprise from a positive point of view as far as
– 9-1 on the road is absolutely ridiculous, Fred.
One of the disappointments would be Arizona. But again, you see, when you lose your pitching staff, another surprise would be Oakland from the point of view they have lost their starter, a couple of starters, in Parker and Griffin, and yet they continue to at least stay in there. Houston's horrible. Watching them against Oakland. Oakland's, I think, beating them, 15 out of 20 or 20 out of 25. And another team that is going to disappoint, I think, a lot of fans will be the Giants, because Matt Cain is no longer Matt Cain.
Yeah.
Matt Cain has lost a lot. And so now they got Bumgarner and a Matt Cain who's not Matt Cain, a Timmy Lincecum who's not a Timmy Lincecum, and a Vogelsong you never know from game to game. So Hudson, I think, it can help them, but they don't have enough pitching. And so I think with all the things that are happening, even in Southern California with the Dodgers still will win that division, because if Kershaw is healthy and he had his first start in the minors Saturday, they have enough pitching, obviously, with Greinke and Kershaw and Ryu, and Heron's pitching well. So they have, and Beckett's pitching better than I ever thought he could again. So I think the Dodgers will win that division by 5 or 10 games, which doesn't make Don Mattingly anything but a batting coach, but he is still in name the manager. And they've got, you know, he makes a comment in the local paper, Randy, that he's having a tough time deciding among the four outfielders. Well, that's your job as a manager. That's your job. I mean, it's better to have the extra one than not have the extra one, because you know as soon if you trade one of them away, then somebody else is going to get hurt, and now you're going to have two instead of three. So, I mean, it's better to have four than three. I mean, it's better than to have four than two, and just shut up about it and do your job as manager. And maybe Ethier can play a little first base if Gonzalez is tired. I don't know. I'm just saying that the point is, I think the biggest surprise has been from a positive has been your Brewers. The biggest negative, maybe your Diamondbacks. But you had to know going in that without that pitching, without Corbin, you were in trouble going in.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, the D-backs have done a pretty lousy job, I'll be honest with you, about the way that they've decided to get rid of that young pitching talent that they had. And you know what? They're going elsewhere, and they're making some splashes. So it's sort of like, you know, when they got rid of Upton a few years back. You know, I mean, look at him ever since. He's been pretty awesome. I mean, he's been a great player. So sometimes the new scenery works out better for people than others. But hey, real quickly, I want to touch on this because it's something I haven't said about baseball in a long time, and that's parity. Right now, a lot of races in these divisions are close. I mean, you know, you got the Brewers who have a 5.5 game lead, but other than that, you know, that's the biggest margin there is. Otherwise, you're looking at three games or less in every single division. And to me, that's what makes it fun to watch, is to have competitive divisions. So maybe this year, you know, unlike a lot of recent years, we're going to have some good races in these divisions, Freds. Your thought?
No, I agree with you. I mean, look at the East. I mean, the American League with the Yankees, they've got holes. The Red Sox have holes. Tampa, David Price pitching Sunday, did not pitch well in his last start. Tampa probably will win that because I think they're infield defensively, and I'm a big guy on the defense. I think their pitching and their defense will probably win it. But the Red Sox are fun to watch. Yankees fun to watch, but certainly holes in those clubs too. So,
yeah. And
I think you're right. I think parity's here, and I'm happy that they shouldn't have started with this transfer rule, but at least they changed it at least a month into the season. But it was so ridiculous, it was beyond belief, where folks were talking about you catch the ball and then you have to transfer it to your other hand to be considered a catch, and now they've changed that as of a couple of days ago, which is good because the umpires were put in an impossible situation.
Right.
So that's a positive about baseball. But I'm not happy with the instant replay. I'm not happy with what I'm seeing as far as that's concerned. I like the umpires arguing with the players. And, you know, even looking at the film, even looking at the tape, Andy, mm-hmm. sometimes you still can't tell. I mean,
right.
So it's not as if they're getting every call right. They're sticking to the call that they made on the field because they can't really overrule it because there isn't enough evidence to do so. So,
yeah,
you know, that's baseball.
There's holes in everything, and there's holes in instant replay as well. So sure. They haven't totally figured that out yet. One final segment coming up. I do want to get your thoughts on some of the NHL hockey that's going on. Your Kings have battled back in that series a little bit, so on the other side, some quick NHL thoughts, and we'll put a wrap on this thing. One more final segment. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on the program today. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank my man Jeff Rich for joining us this hour. And then, as always, Fred Wallen, I appreciate you taking time out with me as well. Fred, only a couple of minutes left here, and we haven't talked much about it, but the NHL has some playoffs going on too, and they've been fantastic, just like the NBA with, you know, all those overtime games with St. Louis and Chicago, and these series have gotten a lot tighter with the exception of Boston, Detroit, and Tampa Bay and Montreal. All these other series are very, very good, and one that's close to home for you would be the Kings in San Jose. Kings have battled their way back into that thing. Any way that they can get a victory, another victory to tie this series up and force a game seven?
Well, just like I like defense in baseball, your infield defense, I think Jonathan Quick, the defense around him was horrible the first few games in this series. They shut him out last night, Monday night, the games here in Southern California at the Staples Center, that would even it at 3. And then I wouldn't wager on against the Kings going up north the way Quick can play. I mean, Quick is one of the best goaltenders in this league. In fact, one of the best over the last 5 or 6 years. So when he gets going, he gets his streak going, he's impossible to beat. You know, the crowd certainly would be against him in game seven, but I would give him a shot. I definitely would give him a shot. I'd definitely watch that game.
Speaking of game seven, what do you like better? What's your favorite game seven? Is it an NHL hockey game, an NBA game? What is it?
I like basketball more than hockey, so we'll go for basketball. Everybody else likes hockey. I know that, but I'm a basketball guy. What can I say?
Hey, I'm right there with you, but I got news. I mean, look, the bottom line is they're all really, really awesome, and a game seven in sports is a game seven in sports. There's nothing like it. And you can hear the music. I can, too, so I know we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So for Fred Wallen, Scott on the other side of the glass, I am the DORF man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you've been hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.